This is Jason Bolt interviewing Mildred Carter at her home in Oxford on April 1st, 1996. Where and when were you born?
I was born September 29th, 1917 in Oklahoma.
And what about your parents?
Well, that was the year I was born. Do you want me to go into all this right now?
Yeah.
Okay, the year I was born was really a bad, bad year for our family because my father had died in April of 1917. I had two brothers who had died previously in previous years. One of them was in 1914. And I had a sister that died early in September of 1917. She was, I think, about 12 years old at the time of her death, 11, 10 or something like that. And I was born September the 29th, and then our mother died in December of 1917, leaving five children orphaned. So,
what was her name?
Her name was Minnie Lee Berkeley Hughes. And our father's name was Edward Andrew Jackson Hughes. The five children that were left, there were relatives in the family, but they were all, back at the time I was born, the world was involved in the First World War. And people were hard up back then. Even though the Depression hadn't hit yet, they still did not have a lot of money. And so of the relatives that we had in our family, they all had their own children to raise, so they couldn't take on five other children. So we were all separated. And I was adopted by a woman who was 62 years old at the time she adopted me. Do you want me now to go ahead and with the...
Yeah, what was her name?
Her name was Mary Jane Booth, and her husband had been dead 5 years when she adopted me. She had reared all of her children, except that her youngest son, who was 17, was still living at home. So why in the world she wanted to adopt a baby to take care of, I cannot understand. But she did. She told me later on, when I got old enough to understand, that she adopted me so she would have someone that's for company in her old age. But really, you know, when you think about it, a woman that age and a young child would not be really good company for an older woman. But nevertheless, that was her thinking at that time. And her son, as I said, he was 17, he was still living at home. And I think when I was about 2 years old, he married. So that took him out of the house. It was just mother and I there in the home. And the other children, our oldest sister was 15 at the time our parents died. And she was just left there in Goodwill to sort of fend for herself. And I think she lived with friends for a while, and then she went into nurse's training. But she never did complete nurse's training. She met her first husband. He was sick, and she was taking care of him. And they were married, and then several years later, they had a child, a daughter. Several years later, they were divorced. But that was her life, but I think of how it was for her at that time, because she had lost two little brothers and a younger sister, and her mom, her father, whom she loved dearly, and then her mother, and then was separated from all of her other brothers and sisters. And I never did think about it much in my life until I'd gotten older, and I thought, That must have just been really terrible for her.
How big of a difference were there between you?
Well, I was 3 months old and she was 15. so it wasn't that much difference.
About how old were you when you had moved in with your adopted mother?
I was 3 months old. She adopted me, I guess, just soon after my mother died. And she did not really want me to know my other brothers and sisters. She wanted me to be a Booth. My name was changed from Hughes to Booth then, and because that was her name. And she never did really want me to know about my other brothers and sisters, and she never did tell me that I was adopted until I was about 6 years old. And a friend of hers who lived across the street from school could hear the children teasing me on the playground about being adopted. And so he talked to her about that and told her that she should tell me that I was adopted because the kids were telling me and it was making me cry, so she should tell me. So she did, and she was an illiterate woman. She could not read or write and was not well educated, I don't believe at all. I mean, if she couldn't read or write, she was not well educated to my way of thinking. But I don't know how she was brought up. I think she was brought up well enough. But anyway, when she told me that I was adopted, she said, you know what the other kids have been telling you at school about being adopted? And I said, yes. And she said, well, you are. So, and that was it. That was the extent of what she told me about it. So I, you know, I really didn't know what being adopted meant. I just knew that I was adopted, and for some reason the kids thought that was strange and funny and, yeah, terrible. So
what about later when you found out? When did you find out what adopted meant? How did you feel?
Oh, probably, I don't really know. I suppose as you grow in school and become educated and learn these things, that's when I learned. I don't know that I ever felt good about it back, you know, when I was a young child. As I got older, I felt, well, that was all right. There was nothing wrong with that. But it was the way she handled it was not good for me. So, but, you know, you just don't hold things like that against people that don't know any better. There's no reason to be angry with them about that because they don't know any better than that.
Do you think the reason why she adopted you, do you think she wanted you to take care of her?
Well, probably. But
is she illiterate?
Well, I know that as far back as I can remember that when I learned to write, I had to write checks for her. And I just wrote checks from then on whenever she needed money. She didn't know how to handle money. Her husband left her plenty of money. If someone who was wiser with it would probably have invested it, or anyhow they would have handled it better than she did. So in her really latter years, at your age, 62 has been pretty latter. But when she was in her 70s, she did not have any money left in her husband from what her husband had left her. And she sold her home, and she was living with one of her daughters and their children, her daughter and husband and their children. But I was going to tell you about my other brothers and sisters. I told you about the oldest, and then the two boys were, at the time our parents died, the oldest one was 9, the youngest one was 7. And they were sent to an orphanage in Dallas, Texas, and they were raised there. They had a good upbringing. This was a good orphanage. I know that there were stories, I've read stories about orphanages and how the children were mistreated, but they were not mistreated in this orphanage. They were well treated. And in fact now, even though my oldest brother is 87 years old, they still have sort of, they have reunions at this orphanage, and people come back who were raised there and see one another once again. You know, they have them every year, and my brother goes every year, my oldest brother. My second brother, my oldest brother became a pastor. He educated himself and became a Baptist pastor. And the next brother graduated from high school at the orphanage and went into the Army, and he made that his career. He retired from the Army as a major, and so he made a good career out of that. And then my sister, just older than I, was taken by a family who actually was my adopted sister. She was old enough to be my mother, of course, old enough to be my sister's mother, but she was my adopted sister. And she and her husband took my older sister and raised her, my sister just older than I, and raised her. They never did adopt her, but they raised her. They were very kind to her and very good, and she and all the things, you know, the girls need to learn. So back then, the main thing we needed to learn was how to be a good homemaker, because we were not really trained to be career people back then.
I mean, women still didn't have many rights then, did they?
Well,
or are they?
I think they had, I can't remember. I think the women got the right to vote in 1917, 18, something like that. But we have, women have rights, yes, but men had just never learned to treat women differently. I think through the years, the women have educated the men better, and so that they treat women differently now and respect them better and give them more of a chance in the working world.
Yeah.
So that was how my sister, just older than I, and I, she's 2.5 years older than I am, she and I were friends from the time I knew that she was my sister, which I was 6 years older at that time. From the time I knew that, we were good friends. We were not like sisters, because she lived in another home, and she had they were raising another girl too. And they were like sisters, but she and I were like good friends.
And her name was?
Lena.
Lena?
Well, actually, our names were changed. Now, my mother changed my name. My name is Rebecca. My birth mother gave me the name of Rebecca, but when I was adopted, my name was changed to Mildred. And Lena's name is Olivia, and when she was taken by this family to raise her, they named her Lena. So I guess that they liked these names, and so they wanted to change from the names that we had to the names that they liked.
And so you took on the last name too?
No, she kept her. She used their last name when she was in the lower grades of school, but when she got into high school, she used her own name of Hughes. But she kept the name of Lena. And but I never did revert back to Hughes, because I was adopted legally, and by law my name is Lee. So that was the name I had. When I was married, I was changed to Booth the McElfane. And
what about I know you and your brothers and sisters were kind of scattered.
Yes.
When y'all were born, how did y'all keep in touch?
Well, I think our oldest sister, the one who was 15, I think she must have determined that she was going to keep track of her brothers and sisters, and that someday we'd all be together again. And she did realize that dream. She was 80 years old when she died, but we had several family reunions by that time. So I'm glad of that for her sake. I'm glad of it for all of our sakes, because we do enjoy getting together. We have family reunions every 2 years with our immediate family, our Ed Hughes family. But we also meet with cousins every year for another family reunion down in Texas. And they too were orphaned. they were out, it was our father's brother. They were the children of our father's brother, and they were orphaned. The oldest one was 21 at the time. They were orphaned, and then they went down. There were 8 children, I think. They went down in ages to 4 years old. So they were raised together. The 21-year-old had a job, and he kept them together. And so they just all grew up together. And they started having family reunions 50 years ago. They're having their 50th anniversary reunion this year. And so we'll be going to that in June.
That is something to look forward to.
Yeah.